It's Tones and I, a quarter to eight at Mix 94.5. You've got the Dead Set Legends, Tanya Armstrong and Lockie Reed, filling in for Claire's Mount and Kimber.
And very excited for this Sunday, Tan. Lego Masters is back on Nine. Terrific show. This should get us all pumped up for it. Have a listen.
Oh, hang on. Let me go.
Blake unleashes excitement like you've never seen before.
Hamish Blake unleashes excitement like you've never seen before, and he joins us now, the host of the Lego Masters. Are you going to be able to deliver on that promo?
Big time. In fact, I was delighted when I heard that. I have got that as a little soundbite, its own little recording, and now whenever I leave the bathroom that's next to our bedroom and come into the bedroom at night after brushing my teeth, I play that sound effect before I enter the bedroom.
And does it work?
It does not. Are you familiar with the term over-promising and under-delivering?
Hey, Hamish, there. Lego Masters was a huge hit in our house. My 12-year-old went and got all his Lego from under the bed and started building things. Now, there's a Perth couple in this year's show. Are we going to win?
Well, I mean, I know that, but I can tell you that the Perth boys, Jackson and Alex, they are legends. They come out of the gates really strong. I think people will love them. I love all the contestants on the show equally. I mean, I can't have favourites because I'm the host. But I suppose I can have favourites because I have no judging power on the show. So it wouldn't matter if I was deeply in love with one couple. It wouldn't actually make any difference to them winning the show or not. So, I mean, Jack and Alex were certainly one of the teams I thought did amazingly well on the show too. Two sort of like dudes that were mates since they were teenagers, you know, kind of like long hair, beards, mustaches, a bit hipstery. Like Jackson's a tattoo designer, like an amazing tattoo artist, and he brought a lot of kind of like artistic flair to his builds, and they're just funny dudes. They're really lovely guys. So I obviously can't say how deep they go in the contest, but I can say they do Perth proud.
In season one, we saw you blow Lego up with explosives. You dropped Lego from the ceiling. What is in store this season?
Well, we can't just do the same stuff for season two. So I don't blow Lego up now until episode two. so we wait till Monday night to blow things up. It's amazing how much people love the destruction side of the Lego as well as the creation side. There is a bit of destruction that goes on with the Lego. There's various new ways to destroy it. But one of the episodes is solely focused on putting explosives in Lego and filming it in super slow motion. But the fun of sort of season two was going, okay, well, you know, we kind of looked at all the challenges we did in season one and went, well, now that we know what the show is, how can we twist this and make these challenges harder? Not impossible, but just maybe a bit more mind-bending for the contestants. And the stuff that the people on the show come up with is unbelievable.
We're talking to Hamish Blake, who is the host of Lego Masters. Mate, we wanted to ask you about now the tough times, and, you know, people are going through some, difficult times. But for you, you're always a chirpy kind of character. And in recent times, you've been, I'm told, popping into Zoom meetings just to entertain the masses. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how the idea came up?
I have been running an initiative. Well, I mean, the idea came up because I found myself sitting around at home quite a lot, like everybody else. But people that are at uni or that are at work, like everybody seems to be in these Zoom meetings. So initially the idea came up because I was like, well, I don't really have many Zoom meetings to go to. Maybe I can go to other people's Zoom meetings. And I have learnt a lot. I've popped into uni classes. I reckon I've done close to 100 Zooms now. I've done like family meetings. Last week was the Jewish holiday of Passover. I went to a lot of different seders, which is like the family dinner in different households. I was very honoured to be invited to a lot of seders. We had a bunch of... I've been at an 80th birthday. I've been at a surprise one-year-old's birthday party. I've been there live while someone gets a promotion. I was in a tennis committee meeting last night while we said goodbye to, I think it was Tony, who's the outgoing president, and we welcomed in Larry, who was the new president. So, I mean, There's a lot of different stuff happening on Zoom, and I'm always delighted to get the invite. The way it works is people send me that they DM me on Instagram and literally just tell me the time. It helps if you tell me what the meeting is. I've been to a lot where I don't know what the meeting is, but the time, the code, and then if there's any password required, and I will do my I'll do my best. I generally just kind of like lucky dip into the DMs and see if there's one around that I can jump into.
It's called Zoom for One More. It's very funny. I think you've got a law exam coming up because I was having a look at a few last night and you got kicked out of a fitness class as well. Have you been kicked out of any other meetings?
Yeah, the fitness class, I was like, really my only kick out was the F45 class that I did. That was like a 6:30 class for F45. And look, I would like to say, on reflection, I look back at it and go, that is a very understandable kick out. When I look back at the video, I was like, yeah, all these people, you look at everyone's in their garage, their lounge room, no one wants to be up at 6:35 in the morning doing F45. And they're sweating, they're annoyed. People in garages, like, the last thing they need is this guy that's coming in, like, doing the old, just giving it a lot of chat, and instead of doing the burpees, just talking about the burpees a lot, so you've missed the amount of time that you needed to do the burpees. So I back the kick out. I've only had one other kick out. I went to a dog obedience class about 3 or 4 nights ago, and jumped in, everyone's got their dogs. I don't have a dog, but I was going to see if I could get my cat to do some of the obedience stuff. But the lady running it, I don't think this was a malicious kick out, because she sort of saw my face pop up and then she was like, oh, I was wondering if this would happen. Oh, Hamish, how's it going? Hang on a sec. And then she started clicking some stuff on her computer, and then the message came up saying, you've been removed from the meeting by the host. So I think she accidentally kicked me out. And then when you try to dial back into that meeting, it doesn't let you back in because you've been kicked out by the host. Like, you're banned for life from that meeting. So if the dog obedience people are listening, I'm so sorry. I couldn't get back in, but I don't think it was a malicious kick out.
We're looking forward to Sunday. It's Lego Masters with Hamish Blake, and he unleashes excitement like never seen before. In fact, it's never seen before in his bedroom. He's just admitted to that. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
There we go. Lacey's a funny man.
I need my microphone. The Dead Set Legends on Mix 94.5.